Om Shanti, very good evening. Good evening, everyone. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. And Om Shanti again. So today, this evening, we're going to have another spectacular, beautiful evening of questions and answers with our dear Didi. All of us know Didi, right? I don't think Didi needs any introduction. We have seen her many, many times throughout this season. But anyway, for some who are really new and do not know Didi, she is like our mother here, I would say. She is the director of Academy for a Better World, that is Gyan Sarovar. In addition, she holds a big position taking care of all the centers in the Asia-Pacific region, the Brahmakumari's activities in Australia, New Zealand, and the whole of Asia, including Sri Lanka. And for myself, I know Didi for 20 over years. When I was in Australia, I really loved her coming each time she travels. She's like a mother, a dear mother, and really, I see myself growing up under her sustenance, her care, and her love. She is very, very detached, but yet very, very loving from the heart. And she's one person I know with equal vision for everyone. No matter who it is, how the person's character may be, she still loves the person without condition. Equal love, unbiasedness, that is her trademark, I think. And because of that, she has endeared the hearts of many Brahmins to her. And so, without further ado, I have this list of questions. And there are some Gyani questions, some yoga questions, some seva questions, multiple questions of various varieties. And I'd like to pose this question to Didi, some questions which I myself feel, and many Brahmins also, has this problem. So this person says, Didi, it has often been said that when a situation or a problem arises, we ask not to drain our energy, but not to have a queue of questions, but instead apply a full stop. She said, I'm not sure she or he, the person said, I know I'm a dot, and I always say Baba is a dot, and the drama is also a dot. But in spite of that, applying a full stop, I couldn't stop the waste thoughts flowing through my mind. I sometimes even couldn't sleep because of certain situations or problems. So please, please advise me what to do.
Om Shanti. Theory is very easy. Everybody knows we should have these three dots very pakka. Soul, Baba, and drama. And full stop to the past. Situations will arise, no doubt. But at that time, rather than questioning too much, what one needs to do is sit in silence in Baba's remembrance. And Baba will respond to you with the answer. Especially giving full stop to past. Because past has already finished. You can't do, you have to just learn from your past experience. And for future, there's no point worrying about situation. Because, as we know, everything is fixed in Rama. What the result will be is already fixed. Only thing is, by having link with Baba, we can have solution. rather than digging too much and asking too many questions. What one needs to do is take inspiration from Baba. Because more our mind is clean and clear, we will be able to catch Baba's inspiration. And that's what we need to do. Or at the most what we need to do is check with some seniors. Because time is valuable, our thoughts are very valuable, so we can't afford to waste time or think too much.
Okay. So Didi, at that point of time, perhaps we are not so strong in yoga, how would you suggest to empower the self?
Main thing, that's what Baba has been emphasizing, practice silence. Mm-hmm. Silence of mind and body. And that's what we have to do. Maintain soul consciousness and practice giving break to our mind. Because mind is very active, keep on thinking and asking questions and all. So give a break and you'll find that mind will be able to give you cooperation in giving solution rather than wasting time.
So Didi, does it mean that we should practice putting a full stop when we are in normal situation rather than when situation comes, then only we apply a full stop? That means we start doing like traffic control instead of continuing doing or thinking something, immediately stopped there and then. This kind of practice every now and then.
So mainly that's what we have to practice, because Baba has been talking about having meditation all the time. So that's why we have to practice that soul consciousness, Baba's remembrance, deeper Baba's remembrance.
Okay. Thank you, Didi. Now, about putting a full stop, another person has a different part of the question like that. How to put a full stop when the other person, I suppose, is talking waste, critical things, and talking without stopping. And with such yukti that the other person don't feel hurt. The person is trying to say, is it possible to put a full stop on others? Just now it's a full stop on myself, I'm having waste thoughts. But now this person is saying, another person is talking incessantly and non-stop. How do I put a full stop without hurting the other person?
I think we have to excuse ourselves. Give some excuse that, I have to do this, I have to go there, I have to answer phone, or something. Because if we are on the phone, we can say, somebody has come to the door.
Okay.
If we are meeting personally and somebody is talking, we have to give excuse, I have appointment with somebody. So that's how, and sometimes sweetly just say that, I don't want you to keep on repeating the same problem. Because some people are... No, even same problem, that person will talk 3-4 times. So we have to learn how to shut off from situation or talking. And being and not listening. Listen but not listen. It should not go in. Just be lost in Baba's love, full remembrance. Because I think one has to practice that whenever you give the order to mind to go beyond everything, it should go. And that's why a few years ago, Baba gave us this drill, being in corporeal, then subtle angelic, and incorporeal. Give your mind order and you should be able to do it. So it needs lots of practice. But one has to practice, and that will help them to be what they want.
Yeah.
Or to be taking their mind wherever they want, or to stop thinking or listening. Okay. It's an art one has to develop, and any art requires practice. More we practice, more we keep our mind creative. Because they may talk, but you may be churning gyan, or you may be lost in Baba's love. So that once you block your mind from listening, sensible people will understand.
Okay.
Because nowadays we can see whether person is interested in not in what we are talking. So if the person is sensible, they will understand that she is not interested in my problem.
Okay, you got it? Okay, thank you, Didi. Now another question from another person. Quite an interesting question. The person said, Didi, Baba often said that we must not cry. Even if our loved ones die, if we cry, we fail. However, my tears are very shallow. That is, I easily come into tears, even though it is not a really bad or sad situation. It's not that I feel sorrowful or sad or unhappy. Even sometimes a merciful or a courageous act bring tears into my eyes. Please, Didi, tell me if these tears of love or tears of sorrow, I would like to clarify, is it good or bad? And if it is bad, please advise me how to put a stop to these tears.
Om Shanti. What one need to practice is to remain detached and beyond. Situations will be there. Naturally, we have to be merciful, loveful, but I should not take sorrow of other people because it may be somebody is dying. I'm not related to that person. But if I see other people, sometimes we feel like we also start crying. So that's where we have to be strong enough and remind ourselves, I'm not orphan. I'm not widow. Baba says, those who cry, they are orphan. Or they are widows. So main thing, as much as we practice detachment, detach from situation, detach from people's problem, detach from my problem, my loved one's problem, because everybody is suffering because of their karma. We know, theoretically we know, whatever is happening is karma and drama. So we have to be really very strong and stable on that. Look at everything as a drama. Now in drama, if somebody is going through hard time, somebody dies, how much we cry? We don't cry much. At the most we may have a little bit sorrow. And that's where we have to see that gradually we develop our stage that we are totally detached from situations, circumstances, people, and remain Shiv Shakti. So that we are empowering ourselves from Baba and we can remain uninfluenced, whatever situation is there. Because neither we should be very intoxicated and happy and dancing with joy when there is success or nice situation, nor we should feel depressed and unhappy. So that's an art one has to develop. And because we have to develop 16 celestial degrees art, so that is also one of the art, to remain uninfluenced in all situations, maintain that stage of equanimity all the time.
Okay. Now, Didi, there's a question that's related to the two earlier questions. The person asked how to achieve balance between introversion and extroversion.
Introversion and entertaining.
Yeah.
That's usually, we say on one hand, we are introversion and silent, and other hand, we should be entertaining. And that's what Brahma Baba was. Whenever he will meet anybody, or Dadi Janki also, whenever she meets, first she gives drishti powerful, and then starts talking. Not immediately, as soon as somebody comes, they say, hello, how are you? So same thing Brahma Baba used to do, is as soon as somebody will come, he will give powerful drishti. And remain all the time on one hand serious and introvert, but powerful. And at the same time, sometimes he would be entertained. And the example is, when there was April month, 1st April, we usually do April Fool. So, Baba, as well as Lachu Dadi, who was Baba's personal secretary, what I remember once, I was leaving Madhuban on 1st April. I was sitting in the car and Lachu Dadi brought garam garam pakoda.
Hot pakora.
Pakora, immediately cooked and brought it. And when we opened it, it had cotton wool inside. So he would be entertaining also. I remember when Dadi Prakashmani was in Mumbai and not much service was happening. What Baba did is, in an envelope, he sent dead fly. Because in India, if somebody is doing nothing, we say, okay, you must be killing the flies.
No job, so killing the flies.
So the thing is, on one hand, he would be entertaining, and on the other hand, he will be very serious. So that's what we have to do, remain introvert. But do take interest in some of the external things also. You can't be just flying high, remaining all the time in subtle region. You have to come to mundane world also and do your activities and interact with people. Because that's what one of the art is, being serious and entertaining. Enjoy solitude as well as enjoy gathering. So all these are arts that we have to develop so that we are able to be what the time needs. And that's where we are empowering ourselves. Not to say, oh, that's me. No. I have to be what my aim is. Not that's what I am. Because we have come, died from our old sanskar, so we can't say, I am what I am. No. I have to be something powerful.
Just like we have study and we have training and then we also have cultural program to entertain ourselves. So it's like an all-round kind of programs. And so Didi, now, this is a very powerful question for all of us. You know, even though coming long in Gyan, this soul say that often we are attacked by Maya. And sometimes don't even know that we are attacked by Maya. And when we know, sometimes it can be too late. So Didi, what are the main efforts to help me to conquer Maya? What are the main efforts that I should make to conquer Maya?
We have to be alert all the time. Just as Maya, we know, Maya is omnipresent. And Maya is waiting to pull us away from Baba. That we know very clearly. That just as Baba is incognito, Maya is incognito. Just as Baba is very powerful, Maya is also very powerful. Maya is also very sneaky. It can sneak in any time. And when it comes, it may come in the one form. But then, it attracts all other friends. Means, suppose, it may be that you are careless. But then gradually, with carelessness, laziness will come. With carelessness, greed may come. That, I got money, let me spend it. So, start shopping. Buying things, watching everybody what they have. So Maya brings one after another different vices. So we have to be constantly alert. Just as in emergency, police, army has to be always alert that enemy may attack from anywhere. So that's how, no? You may, just as for thieves, you may shut the windows, but you may forget to shut the door. Or Maya can come from variety, different sources. And so we have to be alert, checking all the time what I am thinking, what I am speaking, what I am doing, is it righteous according to Srimad or not? So we have to check all the time because old sanskars can creep in very easily. And we will give many excuses. Oh, Amritvela is not powerful because I didn't have good sleep at night. So we excuse ourselves. But that's not we have to do. We have to be strict with us. Baba says you have to be your own teacher. Just as teacher has to remind student what they have to do. The same way we have to also remind ourselves what I have to supposed to do in this situation. Have I done it or not? Is it my old sanskar or is it Baba Srimat? Because manmat, old sanskars can take over us very easily. And that's why we have to be alert that Maya may come from, if you shut windows, it may come from chimney. Or through sewerage hole or somewhere. So it can come from anywhere. And that's why we have to be alert and checking all the time.
And Didi, talking about Maya, is it good or is it a good practice if we were to know our Maya? For example, to list down all the things, like the list of things of Maya for me. I remember some time ago that in your early days, you said that you will list down all the things that would like cause Maya to you. Do you think it's a good practice for all of us to do?
Yeah, definitely. No, because Baba says, okay, list down all virtues on one hand.
Yeah.
And see what virtues you have and what you have to inculcate. List down all vices and see how much percentage you have. So more percentage of vice, naturally we have to pay more attention on that. Because if we are weak in any subject in school or university studies, naturally we have to pay more attention, take special tuition for that subject. Same thing here also. If we are weak in any subject, we have to really pay attention and more attention.
Okay.
Because our aim is to transform ourselves, all virtuous, completely viceless, 16 celestial degrees complete. And so we have to list all degrees also, arts, as which art I had got already or which art I had to develop. And then naturally, if we are really effort maker, we'll pay attention to that.
Okay, which means that we really have to do our homework as a student and not just listen to the muli and that's enough, which is really not enough. And so coming to the muli, this is the muli of the 21st October. The slogan from the muli is, in order to achieve success in your thoughts, continue to fly high with the power of the soul. In order to achieve success in our thoughts, continue to fly high with the power of the soul. So Didi, how to understand this slogan better? How do I use this slogan in my life?
Nowadays Baba is many times saying, keep on flying. So my mind should be flying, not just stuck at the mundane level. Because otherwise we are just looking at this mundane world and people and thinking about mundane jobs and all. So Baba says, as soon as you finish your job, take your mind to subtle region. So mind is flying. Naturally mind is flying, which means obstacles that come does not stop us. Because if you are even driving on the roads, there are so many obstacles. Driving, walking, cycling, whatever we are doing at the road, there will be obstacles. But if you are flying, you have to just get signal to fly and signal to land down. Then you don't have any obstacles on the way. In the same way, if we are flying, naturally, we will not have any opposition or obstacles, and then it will easy success. But in order to fly, we need to be double light. We don't have to be heavy and responsible and I have to do and all this maya. Because when I think, my responsibility, I have to do, I must do much better, then we become heavy. But if that awareness is just Baba is Karavanar, he will get it done, then we remain light. So go beyond I and mine, and also we need to have refined petrol to fly, which means our intellect has to be refined and pure. Mm. Then we will be flying. And we need two wings of jnana and yoga, or zeal and enthusiasm, in order to fly. So once we are flying, we'll reach our destination fast. Mm. Otherwise, we may have many obstacles and opposition and will take long time to reach our destination.
Okay, thank you, Didi. And this is about karma. So, Didi, please clarify the full meaning of akarma. Is it only in satyut when there is neither benefit nor loss from any action? Or is it also now if there is no desire or the result of the action? So is it only now, only in satyut, or now also there is akarma?
Now it can't be akarma. Now only in satyut we will have akarma, neutral karma, where we neither get benefit nor vikarma is done. So it's neither charitable karma nor vikarma, sinful karma.
Even
here,
if
we don't have any desire, but we have knowledge, and whatever we do, we'll get the fruit. So it may be I don't have desire, but if I'm doing charitable karma, I'll get fruit, because there is chance to do charity, there is chance for me to do some wrong action. So it will be either charitable action or it can be impure action. Because here there is good and bad, pure and impure. So here we can't have a karma.
Okay. Okay, Didi, this is about service and surrender. Raj Yoga is not a path of isolation, but to lead a life of a yogi which bring benefit to the family. Then why does Baba started the system of center and centerwasis that is surrendered to Baba? Who are encouraged to leave their family and worldly responsibilities? So when a young Kumar or a Kumari decides to lead a Brahmin life, will a center life be better for them, or a family life that is with parents and other relatives, and why? So this person is asking that Baba's system is such that there's not a life of isolation. We have to be in a family, either in a family, Lockheed family or a Lockheed family. So maybe the person is deciding to lead a surrendered life. So which is better, a young Kumar or Kumari?
Om Shanti. Naturally, center life is much better because it's not isolation. We are with divine family, unlimited family. In Lokik family, there will be few members, whereas divine family, we have unlimited family, as you see it in Madhuban, how many members we have. Even just double foreigners, we were 900, and Bharatvasi, 22,000. So we have seen how much unlimited family is there. So that's what our aim is, to have unlimited family. And in center life, you are surrounded by similar people. So you get benefit of sharing jnana and yoga with Lokik family. naturally, you can't share much jnana and yoga unless they are all Brahman. And especially in the Western world, if you are not married, you'll be staying alone. Even if you stay in Shakti Bhavan and Panda Bhavan, the vibrations are not so powerful. Whereas, if you are living by yourself, you have to do your own cooking, cleaning, shopping, logic job to sustain yourself. So the thing is, to have pure vibration, pure food, to simplify our life and share responsibility, share jnana and yoga, best is center life. So more we stay in center, it's very good. But Laukik family, even if they are all Brahman, there will be some attachment, some expectation that, oh, you are my this, so you have to do this, that, etc. So there is expectation of Laukik responsibility, and our time is spent in variety ways.
So, okay, young Kumar and Kumaris, you know what to do. Okay, Didi, now there are a few questions on relationships. The first one is, how to maintain harmonious relationships among centers? I'm not sure this person means different people in the different centers or among centers. How to maintain harmonious relationships among centers?
Main thing what I find is we need to maintain this unlimited awareness. Because if I have limited views that this is my center, this is this person's center, then actually mine and yours will have some conflict. But if I have awareness, these are Baba's houses. We are here for Baba's service. So, even if it is variety sanskar, we adjust with each other. And we have seen in Madhuban also, Didi and Dadi, they had different sanskar, but maintained harmonious relationship. And because cooperation and harmony will bring more benefit in Baba's service. Because sub-center may have some Brahmans with one speciality, some center will have different speciality. All specialities, if they are used together, it will give better result. But if we think, oh, this is my service, my job, then naturally there is little bit conflict and limited attitude. So we have to harmonize our sanskar with others, then there will be dance and happiness. If there is disunity, because of disharmony, there will not be enjoyment.
But what about, Didi, in some countries where there are many centers, there is some tendency I heard of centers competing with centers, like this center has got a bigger center, bigger Muli hall, this center has got more facilities. Are there such instances also happening? It's not the people in the center, but rather the competition between centers. Maybe not so much that in is, overseas countries.
That is, naturally, it's a competition
Is there.
Comparison and competition, our old body conscious sanskar. And sometimes we haven't renounced that old body conscious sanskar. So we think about, okay, I should be better than somebody else. So there should be healthy competition, not unhealthy competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Didi, this is a question. How do we know whether a senior's direction, whether a senior could be NC or just RC, is a direction is not based on their manmat or according to their preference or even their subtle desires? How would we know? For example, we are taking direction for a senior. How do we know that it is not the senior's preference or even subtle desire or according to their own thinking? Should we be absolutely obedient and trust Baba and Brahma for that?
One has to use discerning power because seniors are not perfect.
Mm.
And some seniors may have some selfish attitude or limited attitude, like we should do everything for this center and not for Madhuban.
Mm.
Sometimes they'll say, oh, Madhuban has got many people to contribute, you should contribute to our center.
Mm.
So that is limited desire or limited attitude. And they will try to limit the students to themselves or their center only. And so we have to really discern as whether anybody has any impure motive or limited attitude. No, because once you see that seniors are loving, detached, have unbiased opinion and not so selfish, then naturally we can follow their advice. Otherwise, naturally we will have to follow someone whom we trust.
But Didi, they are the senior, and if we don't follow their advice, then sometimes it's also not easy. So sometimes how do we take that?
Because you have to be yukti.
Mm-hmm.
Just as we say, now suppose in a family, one partner is generous and wants to do some large contribution to Baba's house, and another partner thinks, oh no, we should do our own, buy all new furniture and new house and new car and all, rather than doing it for Baba. So naturally what we'll have to do is, wife will have to be yukti-yuktan, or husband will have to be yukti-yuktan. Let wife know what he is doing.
Mm.
In the same manner, if you feel that seniors are not so much having unlimited attitude or selfless attitude, they don't need to check with senior, or they don't need to let them know what they are doing or what they want to do. So you have to be yukti yukta, raz yukta, yoga yukta. That three things you have to be aware of.
Yog-yuk. In remembrance of Baba, yukti-yuk, the right method.
Tactful.
And
ras-yuk.
Ras-yuk.
Knowledgeful.
Or knowing the secret.
Secrets
of each one's heart.
Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, if you are like that, then naturally you will not disturb them and you can do what you think is right. So you have to listen to your conscience.
Then Didi, there's also something like Baba says that if seniors give a direction, that is Mama Baba's time, give a direction, and if we follow with sincerity, then Baba will take responsibility. Does it come into this as well? Because Baba said, if we follow, seniors giving direction, I'm innocent, I just follow with pure-heartedness and sincerity,
then even if it goes wrong,
I don't think Baba has never told like
about
that.
About four seniors, only for Brahma Baba.
Only for Brahma Baba.
Acha. Okay.
And all seniors are not the Bab Saman.
Okay.
They are trying to be Bab Saman, not yet reached that stage.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Didi. So this is a very interesting question, I would say. So this person say, even though some BKs tries to be very jnani and yogi by doing extra yoga, silence bhatis and many other things, they are really not satisfied with either yoga or other BKs. They're not satisfied, even though they're trying so hard. They think that they are right. They are good effort, right effort makers, and others are not. So that they do not cooperate with the others with the smooth running of the service too. So how can we cope up with such pretending yogis?
Because if you know somebody is wrong or pretending, just have good wishes for them. Because, yes, there are some yogis who really are extreme, going to extreme. Some of them spend a lot of time in yoga, don't do karma yoga. That means they are not all-rounder. So the thing is, we know that knowledge is with everybody. Because if somebody is doing a lot of yoga, it means he has got some knowledge also. And they know what is to be done, what's not to be done. If they are not doing, it's their misfortune. They are not creating their fortune. And so we need to have just good wishes and be good example if they are able to learn from us.
Okay.
Get them involved in some karma yoga.
Okay, thank you, Didi. Now, these two questions are related to prison service. I just read the two because I think they are almost similar. So, Baba said in the Muli yesterday that those... Oh no, so this is different. Sorry, this is a different one. So how can we serve people who are in prison? What thoughts and feelings should we have to help them? A second question is almost the same, is what kind of subtle service should we do for souls that are in the jail because of some kind of crimes they have committed? So what thoughts and feelings should we make to help them?
The thought is, these are Baba's children going in a wrong direction. Because even according to society, they are criminals, not doing the right thing according to the society. Leave aside, Brahman disciplines are very, very high. So the thing is, the thought is we should have compassion and mercy for that person. And aim is to help them, guide them to the right path. Because it just doesn't need just subtle service. It needs, because Baba says, do service three ways, same time. You need powerful mind with good wishes and pure feelings, not think, oh, they are murderer, or oh, they are thieves, or oh, they are druggies, or something like that. So no negative feeling, but merciful feeling. That poor people, they got into wrong company and then got lost. Second thing is you need to give them jnana also. And how to overcome their vices or negativity. Because most of them had something going wrong in their life, that's why they've taken the wrong direction. And so, guide them to the right path. Empower them, or teach them how they can empower themselves with jnana and yoga. Mm. And I have seen that giving them jnana and yoga and positive thinking and pure feelings, that helps them a lot. And especially those who have come out from the prison, they can help the other people very well. Or those who have given up the drug addiction, they can help drug addicts a lot. Mm. Because they have gone through it and they have come out of it. Mm. So they are good example for other criminals.
Mm.
And we have done a lot of service in Sri Lanka.
Mm.
Drug rehabilitation as well as prison service.
Mm.
And just with our efforts, they have taken a lot of benefit.
Mm. Yeah, even in Malaysia, there's one drug rehab center who have asked us to go every month. So we have been going, and so much so that some of the rehabilitation center are now with very minimal inmates, because after the gyan and the yoga and the dana and meditation they like, really they have turned a new leaf in their life, and they have really come out after that. Prison service also we have been doing. So, okay, now, just about 5 minutes more, there are two questions. One of them is, Baba said in the Murli yesterday that those who will become subjects are unable to do service. Does it mean that they cannot give knowledge today?
I think it's other way. If you are not doing service, they will become subjects.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, as we know, either they are not good in giving jnana, or they are not interested in giving jnana.
Mm.
They are more interested in their laukik family, social gatherings, laukik, alaukik entertainment, etc., etc.
Mm.
Because then they don't bother to go and do service.
Mm.
Maybe careless, lazy, too much busy, whatever reason is, they are not doing service, neither to thoughts, nor word, nor actions, time, money, energy. Naturally, if people are not serving, they will become subject.
Mm.
And it's not that they are not capable all the time of giving jnana. But sometimes they think, because I know one teacher, she used to feel that I want to do only VIP service, I don't want to serve Brahman.
Mm.
Naturally, she couldn't run the center.
Mm.
Because to run center, you have to sustain Brahmans, look after them, give them love, give them Brahma Bhojan, give them jnana with that love. So that's the thing is, because many people have got different sanskars and different attitude, so they may not do service, naturally they will be...
So there's no preference, it's just that sometimes they cook just enough. Okay, Didi, you have been amazing, you are an ocean of knowledge. We have such a variety of questions here, and we have answered all of your questions. So thank you so much, Didi, for such wisdom from you. I think we have just enough time to have yoga now. Unless you have some dying questions, burning questions. Just everyone, okay, satisfied? All right? So thank you so much. Can we just put our hands together to thank Didi for such... Thank
Just tell two people to lead one brother and one sister. Yeah.